Emma Avenue in Springdale may not be at the height of its influence, but it is still the traditional heart of downtown Springdale. By the warm months of 2014, Emma could be seeing more activity. The Springdale portion of the 36-mile Razorback Greenway Trail is scheduled to be finished by spring of next year, and the city's downtown will be crossed by that trail.
It's happening. I'll be one of the first ones to say I don't think it happened fast enough.
Patsy Christie is the director of the Planning and Community Development Department in Springdale. She's also a lifelong resident of the city, and she's worked for the city since 1996. She's been involved almost every step of the way with the development of the Springdale part of the trail system. The last links of the city's connection fell into place earlier this month, when the Springdale City Council approved acquiring the last parts needed for the trail using eminent domain. Patsy Christie says though the city's acquisition took longer than desired, the trail is now happening.
But I think we needed that additional time for people to understand what an impact that's going to have on Northwest Arkansas and the city of Springdale. You can go see what's going on in Bentonville. You go see what's going on in Fayetteville. You look at the survey information. A lot of those people are from Springdale, and it's just really exciting. It's coming through Springdale.
The route for Springdale has been ready for a while, connecting to Fayetteville on the south side at Powell Street and extending to Springdale's northern border with Lowell after going under Interstate 540. In between those two points, the trail will have tunnels, a boardwalk, run alongside Spring Creek, and follow the southern edge of Lake Springdale. It's a course Patsy Christie has been asked about often, and a route she can recite by heart.
It will cross Don Tyson Parkway, and from there till the south end of the school will be a cycle track. There'll be two lanes for cars to travel in, two lanes for the bicycle traffic to go in, and so it separates it out. To me, it makes it a lot safer. Then it'll switch over.
Part of the trail inside Springdale will take advantage of spots in the city few residents are very familiar with and even fewer visitors even know about.
It's a really neat section because the section from downtown up to Lake Springdale is along Spring Creek, and that's not an area that gets accessed very much. It's very pretty. There is some limestone outcroppings there that we will build a bridge over where you can kind of see where the water goes down underneath and comes back out. It will be some of the most beautiful trail we have in Northwest Arkansas, and I'm not prejudiced at all, you know, so.
Cities in Northwest Arkansas have, to varying degrees and at different times, hypothesized in the past about an elaborate trail system through their city limits. Some, like Bentonville and Fayetteville, have completed their north-south connections for the Razorback Greenway and are already branching out, establishing in-city connectors to the spine of the trail. Patsy Christie says the scheduled spring completion of the Big Trail will open up opportunities for both the region and the city of Springdale.
For Northwest Arkansas, it gives us another tool for people coming to the area. It's just one more thing that you can do while you're here. You can go to Crystal Bridges. You can come to Springdale to a Naturals game. And you don't always have to take a car. You can ride a bike. We're going to make connections to, you can get to Arvis Ballpark going down Don Tyson Parkway from the Greenway. It's not as direct as it will be in the future, but it just opens up a whole new aspect for that. But it also creates a healthy corridor for people who are looking to improve their health. We all need to do that. And it also gives us another alternative for transportation. For Springdale, it goes through downtown Springdale. We'll be the only city on the 540 corridor that it goes through downtown Springdale. And if you go look at what's happened in Bentonville on the north end and what happens in Fayetteville on the south end, we're the heart of that. We'll be the middle of that and have a chance to revitalize downtown Springdale and bring people down here. It's a golden opportunity for us.
She says there are plans and desires for acquiring more grants to help extend the network of trails inside the Springdale city limits in the future. Some of that money could be used to establish trailheads at certain points that would include water fountains and bathrooms. But big picture, other towns in Washington and Benton counties could eventually be part of the Razorback Greenway Trail system.
And then we can make connections to go east and west. Right. Eventually we could get to the airport, get to, Decatur and Gentry and Siloam Springs, where you can get across Northwest Arkansas. I'm like you, if somebody told me 10 years ago we would have got that kind of money to build something that wasn't a road or a sewer plant, I would have told them they were crazy. Because that just didn't happen. And it is a reality, and it is something that Northwest Arkansas should be very proud of.
There is work to be done to meet the spring deadline, but Patsy says much of the new work to be done in Springdale is some of the least complicated construction. She admits 10 or 12 years ago, it was difficult to imagine the Razorback Greenway could come together. But she says now she can sense the anticipation.
This is the first time that there has been so much excitement and so much support for doing something downtown. People really see that it's going to happen.
And there is just one bit of caution. The work doesn't take place overnight. There will be some temporary adjustment required.
Be patient. There's going to be barrels. There's going to be work going on. It will get better. That's just what people have to remember now. We're finally going to get to that stage.
Patsy Christie is the director of the Planning and Community Development Department in Springdale. I talked to her in her office at Springdale City Hall earlier this week.